We'll start with the opening statement. Council acknowledges that we meet on the traditional lands and waters of the Perimunk and Kaurna people. They are custodians of this ancient and beautiful land, and so we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. We will care for this country together by ensuring the decisions we make will be guided by the principle that we should never decrease our children's ability to live on this land. So tonight we have one apology from Councillor Hill and two leaves of absences, Councillor Mudge and Councillor Pascali. Sorry, not Pascali, Councillor Harpster. We do have some requests for leave of absences. The first one is from Councillor Gill. We'll move that. Councillor Pascali to move and Councillor Cheetah to second. All those in favour? And that's carried unanimously. The second one is for Councillor Pascali from the 19th of July to the 23rd of July. Do I have someone to move? Councillor Daniel and Councillor Cheetah to second. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to put in a leave of absence request.
Well, which state, Councillor Scott?
From Wednesday the 10th through to including Monday the 27th.
10th of July to the 22nd of August. 22nd of July, sorry.
22nd of July.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. Have we got someone that's going to move that? Councillor Herman to move and Councillor Clark to second. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. We also have a revocation of a previously granted leave of absence, and that's that Councillor Cheetah's leave of absence from all duties be revoked between the 15th of July and the 21st of July. We have someone who can move that, Councillor Daniel, and Councillor Grant to second. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Okay, so minutes of previous meetings. We have two meetings to accept the minutes. The first one is the council meeting from the 25th of July. Councillor Herman to move as printed.
As printed.
Thank you. And Councillor Grant to second. And all those in favour? Carried unanimously. And the special council meeting on the 1st of July 2024. I've got someone who's to move those minutes. Councillor Grant to move. And the second. And Councillor Parkin, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Does any member have a declaration of a conflict of interest? Councillor Cheetah.
John Bordigo, just the item number.
Just the item number and whether it's general or material.
12.2 material.
Anyone else? No, well, good reminder that you can do that later when we get to the items if required. Just some opening remarks. I just wanted to let anyone know that if they weren't aware that our motion that was spearheaded by Councillor Pascali passed at the National General Assembly of Local Government. And so congratulations, Councillor Pascali, for bringing that to us and getting that passed. Another thing that happened that you may not have caught up with is that Council was awarded an honourable mention in the Addressing Violence Against Women and Their Children category at the 2024 National Awards for Local Government at the National General Assembly. So congratulations to the administration, particularly Josh Spears and Ben Shepherd, who's really worked hard on that. So congratulations to those people. And also just to let you all know that there has been a slight seating change tonight in light notice, and that's been at the discretion of the CEO. Right, moving on. Questions on notice. Sorry, questions adjourned lying on the table. We have none. And questions lying on the table, none. We have no petitions tonight. We have no deputations. So moving on to the public forum. Do we have anyone in the public forum, in the gallery, that would like to speak tonight? No, you're not interested in speaking? No, well, good. Thank you for coming along. We have no presentations tonight. So we'll move on to questions on notice. So the first question on notice is from Councillor Osterstock regarding expenditure. And the second question or notice is from Councillor Parkin regarding development queries from Woodside. So those answers are printed in the agenda and the minutes. We'll move on to item number 11, 11.1, motion on notice. Councillor Osterstock, would you like to introduce your item?
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I don't intend to go over the history of this matter. We had a it was the subject of a briefing to full council less than a week ago. This motion is a natural extension from this council's public position on this issue. I move the recommendation as printed, and in speaking to it, I think my view is that the time has come given that this matter has been before the CAP on two separate occasions and been rejected, given that the overwhelming public opposition that exists to this proposal has not died off. The public, especially the local Heathfield residents, are steadfast in their opposition to this proposal, and that has been reflected. Their concerns have been properly reflected by the CAP's refusal of this proposal, as I said, on two separate occasions. The time now has come, in my view, is for this council, through the CEO, to write to PC Infrastructure Proprietary Limited, requesting that, as it says in the motion, the public interest, and I've just detailed that interest, that the current proceedings before the Environment Resources and Development Court be discontinued. In any litigation, the party or parties that initiate a litigation can quite simply discontinue that litigation. This motion is asking for that to occur. The motion is asking that PC Infrastructure cease their litigation in the public interest. I ask for the council's support, and indeed, should this resolution get up, I'm sure the CEO will act on it in undue haste. So I commend the motion to the chamber.
Thank you. Councillor Grant, are you wishing to second? Thank you. Would you like to speak to the item?
Yeah, if I may, Worship, just briefly, I thank Councillor Osterstock for bringing this motion to the chamber. I think writing to the proponent of this particular proposal is appropriate for this chamber. I think it's only right and proper that the interests of the community who've had considerable worry and distress about a completely inappropriate development proposal be brought to an end, and I think it's appropriate for the CEO to write to the proponent saying exactly that. I think it's of considerable worth for this chamber to reaffirm its position and for a strong view to be sent to the proponent that this isn't wanted, and maybe it's time to bring it to a close. So I support the motion.
Councillor Herman.
Just a question to CEO or Ms. Charlton. When is it listed for hearing in the EIB court? Do you know?
It's currently still being heard in the court. It has been adjourned so that the applicant can consider a further compromise proposal.
Yeah, so there isn't an actual date for the hearing yet?
No.
Thank you.
It's in July.
Have we got any other questions before we move on to debate? Anyone like to debate the item? No, we'll go to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Moving on to item 11.2, updated housing strategy. Councillor Clark, would you like to please?
Thank you. Yes, through you, your acting worship. It's going to be sort of an updated housing strategy motion. This is... I'll read you the background, but it's something that I've been sort of working on for a while, and I think we'll need to be continuing to work on a little bit just to get it completely right. And I thank staff for their unending patience on this one. I'm going to hopefully end up getting there.
Just before you introduce your item, do you want to just describe what you're moving here? You're moving it as printed on the screen here?
Yes, I will. There's a background to it, which is actually in the document, which I will go through. But it will be the administration run information and briefing session. It may not be a housing strategy. It could be a development strategy. So it could be a strategy around housing and development before the end of October 2024, but I'm happy to look at housing at the moment if you're happy with that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's what I'd like to move. Background is basically this, and I'll read what I've written. The Adelaide Hills Council is unique. And wherever I go in Australia and I do travel a bit, and you say that you're from Adelaide Hills, people know what that means. It brings up a picture in their head when you say Adelaide Hills. If I said that I was from the city of Charles Sturt, I would have to explain to people what that meant. But I don't have to with the Adelaide Hills. People have an immediate picture of what that means. It means, you know, vines and villages and rolling open fields and places that people want to come up to for the day. And it means German bakeries and you know, history and beautiful walks through the hills and you know, all of that. That's what it means to people. And it means that to the people who live here, and it also means that to the people who visit us, and that's why they visit us. So not only are we fortunate in having a beautiful green and an environment in which to spend our lives, that environment is characterised by historic townships, rolling countryside, vineyards, orchards, gardens full of flowers and vegetables and national parks and creeks and wild green spaces full of native animals and birds. Roads which feel like tunnels of green are a pleasure to move through both for those of us who live here and those who come up to visit us. And if you remember the I think it was the long-term financial planning session we had last year, when all of us were asked to bring a picture of what the Adelaide Hills meant to us, all of us brought something green or a picture of a koala or a tree, or that's what it meant to us. And when we had a look at the community strategy that came out of that day, that was the thing that was most important to the community as well. But one of the biggest concerns expressed by constituents within the Adelaide Hills Council is that we should lose what makes us special. That through thoughtless developer-driven construction, we should gradually, building by building and tree by tree, lose the sense of place that makes us us. And this also was one of the biggest fears that came out of that community strategy. In fact, if you remember, it was one of the biggest fears, 25%, I think it was, people were afraid that this was what they didn't want to have happen. To lose the reason that we've all chosen to spend our lives and raise our families here. The fear that, quote, we could become Mount Barker is that a comment I have heard over and over and over so regularly since being elected. However, people are also concerned about aging in place and being able to stay in the town that they love as they grow older. And there are currently political and social pressures on our council to explore how we might plan for future growth. Arguably because of our uniqueness, we have not been asked to deliver housing as other councils have. And I think that in itself is indicative of the fact that people outside the Adelaide Hills also think the Adelaide Hills is special. The time is right for a very clear strategy around how we approach development in our district. And this needs to begin with a comprehensive engagement strategy focusing around who we are, what is important to people in terms of the look, feel, history, and environment of where they live, village by village, 1 minute remaining. Additionally, I think what we need is a long-term strategy that not only reflects the aspirations and uniqueness of our diverse communities, but also integrates considerations for addressing the climate emergency declared by the council, as well as environmental and heritage protection. So this, I realise, is a large and vision-based project. But I think it's the sort of project that if we start with engagement and if we ask people what they want and if we then develop a development slash housing strategy from there and take that down into implementations around guidelines for planning and carpet, explore all of that, how that might roll out, then we're going to be better placed when people come to us and say, well, are we going to turn into Mount Barker? Because right now, all I can say is, well, the protections that we did have aren't there anymore. So I feel that this is something I was quite happy to roll this out, but I've talked to a few people and, you know, I think this is probably that we need to workshop. I think probably people need to sort of talk to their own constituents, and this will also give us the opportunity to hear from everybody in different villages across the Adelaide Hills, if we can sort of get this happening somehow. So that's what I think we need to do. We do have a housing strategy and our long-term financial plan. We do need to get some sort of strategy happening. So I would like this to be a kickoff. And so I'd like to move a workshop so that we could all express, you know, our various views on this and have a bit of a say as to how a motion to proceed this might continue. So I commend the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Park. Councillor Boyd, would you like to second? Thank you. Would you like to speak?
I don't feel like I need to.
No? Have we got anyone who would like to ask questions or debate? Question?
Thank you. And through you, Deputy Mayor, I wanted to ask if there's any chance that it would come earlier than October 20.
I might pass that through to Ms. Charles.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, it would be brought forward. We would need to look at the main plan of what else is scheduled. My understanding is there's a number of other items that we need to bring to the chamber. It would probably be my preference to keep it to the October date, just given the staffing, some staff implications, so that we can do on the session and that would be before we get to the chamber.
Thank you. Any other questions? Anyone like to debate the item? No, we'll go to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Okay, moving on to administration reports. First one is 12.1, road closure approval for the cycling super series.
Mm.
Would anyone like to move something in relation to this item? Councillor Austin.
I'll move the recommendations printed.
As printed, would you like to speak to the item?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a second? Councillor Cheetah?
Yes.
Would you like a second?
I'd like
a
second.
Okay. And would you like to speak?
No, thanks.
No? Anyone like to debate your items? Councillor Grant.
Yeah, thank you, Acting Mayor. Just a comment, and I will support this motion, but I know that the proponent here has set up arrangements for escorting residents along their bit of road through the site between events. I wish that provision was occurred with some of the other road closures that similarly have participants go through, then there's a pause and there would be the opportunity to do that. But I noticed that hadn't been done. And hopefully that can be explored with some of the other road closures, so that sort of courtesy thing could be provided to people who otherwise be trapped in their properties for the entire day.
Thank you. Anyone else like to debate the item? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. So moving on to item 12.2, Councillor Chidi, would you like to declare a conflict of interest?
Yes. I will declare a material conflict of interest as I may receive the benefit of something or loss. Thank you.
So as a material conflict of interest, you need to leave the chamber. However, we have discussed that it might be useful for councillors for you to remain in the chamber to answer any questions that people may have of Councillor Cheetah before we move to the debate. Does anyone have any questions that I'd like to ask Councillor Cheetah? Councillor Pascali?
Thank you, Andrew, Deputy Mayor. I just wanted to know if Councillor Cheetah would be prepared to present his findings or learnings at either a workshop or in some sort of report to the elected members at the end of the course.
Councillor Cheetah, you can answer that, Chivon.
Yes, and I'd be willing if that would, I guess. I guess that would support satisfying the criteria for this as well. More than happy to provide that, and if someone chose to delay a decision in this one, I think it would as well.
Ms. Gill, just as a point of clarification for you, Dr. Mary is also a requirement.
Thank you, Councillor Herman.
Yeah, just a question before you go, Mr. Chair. Is this for part? Is the subject part of another course, or is it a standalone subject?
Yeah, so the program is called Environment Policy and Management, to where you are to select a single 6-unit course, which satisfies the criteria for the program. specifically selected this course given its relevance to what I do.
Thank you. Councillor Boyd.
Yeah. Through you, Acting Mayor. My question is what is our budget for training for each councillor each year?
Ms. Gill?
Yeah. Through you, Acting Mayor. So it's around 10,000. So this year it's 10,000.
Each councillor.
For all elected members, they're not giving up.
And do we have any idea about how much it's spent with the whole camp that should just happen?
So that comes out of a different budget line historically. But we do know because of the mandatory training, that would be in the ballpark of 8,000
already.
Well, we haven't spent it yet, but we've already invoiced for around 8,000.
That
budget, so we only have $2,000
spent.
Yeah,
Councillor Daniel.
Ms. Gill answered it.
Okay, thank you. Have we got any other questions, Councillor Boss? Thank you. Does the local government association run any comparable programs on community engagement and training?
Through you, Acting Mayor, it does. There's a course specifically for elected members on community engagement that costs $410. I suspect that's per member, and they offer a bundle, but they don't advertise the price for a session with all elected members.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Councillor Chiu, I'm going to ask you to leave the chamber, please.
No. Can I ask a question to the staff?
Yes, we might as well check out the question, please. Just leave the door, yeah. Councillor Boyd, do you have a question?
Yes, thank you. Just as a follow-up. So if we've got $2,000 left in budget for training for the year, if we were to approve Councillor Cheetah's request, where would we find the other $1,000?
Mr. Lewis, would you like
to submit?
Black hole.
Thank you, Your Worship. That will also be the decision of the elected members, I think, whether they wish to decrease their surplus or cut the cost or search out other sources of revenue. We bring it to a budget review. I would imagine that what we probably bring the initial budget review would be just a catch and take with the costs of expense to go high, and that you would expect to get a lower deficit, lower.
Another follow-up. Are we able to sponsor half of it? Can we sponsor $2,000 of it and ask Councillor Cheetah to
So just for clarity, Councillor Cheetah did say before the meeting that he would be comfortable with $2,500 as a request instead of $3,000, but I'll leave that to the chamber in terms of what you choose to move.
Well, we could go part way, actually. That's an option.
Councillor Parkin, have you got a question?
Yes, through you. So if let's say we decide for this, does this mean there's no room in the budget for any other councillor to have any training of any kind for the rest of the year?
CEO?
Through the Deputy Mayor, as requests come in, we will assess them on their merit. And of course, as you appreciate, with all budgets, we'll review at first budget review or second budget review whenever those requests come in and try to accommodate that training, especially if it's essential development opportunities for elected members. Yeah, we wouldn't say we've expanded with that budget, right. And no more requests, we'll assess them on their merits as they come to us. So,
Thank you. Councillor Pascal, you have a question?
Yes, thank you. I'm through you, Deputy Mayor. So the mandatory training, I just want to get some clarifications. The mandatory training that we have now, can someone close that door? So the mandatory training that we have in our workshops comes out of this budget line. Is that what I heard? So if we, even for the 2000, that clears that budget line for this financial year that we're in right now. So that means there is no scope. Should any issue pop up that we as an elected membership say we should do some training on this, we have no scope for that, or we have to find them under that square.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, that's really
thank you, Councillor Boyd.
Thank you so much. I'm going to follow up. Can I just confirm whether this is for the financial year that we just started, or whether it's for the calendar year that's going to end next December?
Councillor Gill, Ms. Gill, would you like to have one? Mr. Lewis?
Mike, well, through you, Acting Mayor, my understanding is the reverse is for this financial year.
So we will have spent $10,000 or $11,000 this financial year if we say yes.
Yes. Councillor Daniel, do you have a question?
One question in relation, I guess, to other workshops and training. For example, the cultural diversity training we did last financial year, potential other proactive trainings we do this financial year, that this is the form that will come out, correct?
Probably following from that. There are some planned training already that will cost.
Councillor Brown, do you have a question?
My question is, do we have a quorum?
Yes.
2, 4, 6.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Councillor Pascal, your question?
Yes. I'm so sorry, but I just wanted to pick up on that last point that you just made, the skill, and that was that some additions have already been made. Is that already included in that 8,000?
Ms. Gill?
No. So there's some planned training that I don't know if we'll stop yet. That's not going to come out, and that would need to come out of that 10,000.
Question.
I'm assuming that because this is EOG 7005, that Councillor Chita gains a qualification, formal qualification. Is that correct? Or a certification, a formal certification of some kind?
Ms. Gill, which will come.
That's my understanding.
I'm happy to move something here.
Yes, what would you like to move?
I would like to move point one, point three, and the additional point that I put through to yourself.
Yeah. We have to give us a second to pull that in. So there's a point, the additional point that you circulated to the administration earlier today. Would you like to speak to the item?
Yes, thank you. I guess it is a tough one because I want to support our elected body to gain additional training and additional skills to, be able to have them deliver better outcomes for our community. But I struggled with this one for a couple of reasons, or probably three reasons. One is the magnitude of the cost and the impact that has on the training budget, and particularly through the questioning that I've just heard as well, that it emphasises that. The fact that ultimately it really benefited one individual, whereas I feel like $3,000, we could have had a really fantastic suite of community engagement training for all of us to benefit from. And also that the other point, that it is contributing to a broader program that Councillor Chita has committed himself to. So there's the aspect that it's not obviously solely around council business. The other point about point three is I think it's appropriate for us to put in place in the policy that and again I'm supportive of us seeking additional training where we feel it's beneficial, but to do so in a proactive manner. I wouldn't see myself at work going and undertaking this course and then coming to after and saying, hey, can you pay for that? It's just not the practice that you undergo. So I do find it difficult, and I know Councillor Chita is really committed to his role and looks to engage to the community in a host of different ways, but in the broader scheme of benefit to our community, I think the $3,000 budget could deliver a broader suite of outcomes that gives all of us and builds all of our skill sets, which would ultimately help us deliver that broader beneficial outcome to the community. So that's why I'm moving this way.
Thank you. Have you had a second there? Councillor Herman?
Yes, I have. Second, my thoughts were very much the same as Councillor Daniel. And I just allowed the application for a retrospective grant. If it was a community group, a
when applications, we call application come in development grants or recreation and sport grants. If a club come in and says we can build a shed, a good project, no one's questioning the merit of the project, as we're not questioning the merit of this study. And I said, we've already put it up. It doesn't need to get first place. The staff will put that out. So I strongly endorse that retrospective approval of it. If it wasn't there in the first place, it would be a dangerous precedent. We started approving anything that's in retrospectivity. So I'm happy to endorse the amendment of the motion.
Thank you. Anyone else like to debate the item? Councillor Parker.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely going to support this, and I thank Councillor Daniel for thinking this through and making that amendment. I'd also just like to comment on community engagement and community engagement training in general, because something that's been playing on my mind a lot as I sort of organised my previous motion. When I was working in the South Australian government, we were sent on a 2-day certification in community engagement. It was one of the most useful things I ever did when I was in government. So it might be useful to almost take that $3,000 and get all of us some sort of training around this, advanced training around this. It's something that we all do. It'd be great for all of us to learn how to do it better. So I'm not going to change the motion, but it's just a bit of a thought starter. So support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to debate the item? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. We can bring Councillor Tudor back in. So moving on to item 12.3, the LA Hills Regional Management Waste Authority Strategic Plan. I've got someone who'd like to, first of all, with the administration, like to add anything to this item before I move on. Ms. Gill, three. Thank you. Someone would like to move something, Councillor Daniel?
Yes, that's permission. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to speak to
that? I really like how ambitious they're being in the strategic plan and the goals that they're setting, the fact that they're objective and measurable. I take heart that they're really proactively looking at trying to minimise waste, even though the reason for their business, being in business, is waste. But I think that's a great thing, and I look forward to seeing the ideas, and it was some of them they outlined in the strategic plan, but them coming to fruition. And I guess it made me reflect a bit on our own strategic plan and making sure that the measures that we put in place around sustainability are measurable and objective as well.
Thank you. I've got a second. Councillor Grant, would you like to speak to the item?
Yeah, thank you, Deputy Mayor. I'll speak briefly and I'll echo Councillor Daniel's words. I do like the measurable targets they adopt. I'll just qualify that, I guess, in that a lot of their targets are probably well beyond their control. But I think they're valuable for us as an organisation to aspire to. But I notice they don't have a target to actually reduce the amount of landfill, which probably should be the primary target, it's at the top of the waste hierarchies, reduce at the beginning, but certainly in terms of converting stuff from landfill into other valuable materials is a good one. But I think a lot of it's out of their control. That's not their fault, but we probably need to take the ball with some of these and try and help them achieve these ambitious goals. That was a good relation.
Thank you, Councillor Grant. Would anyone else like to debate the item? I'm guessing you don't need to write a reply after that. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. So moving on to item 13, the LA Perry Urban Project. Recommendation is the council resolve the report be received and noted. Have anyone to move something in relation to this item? Councillor Pascarling, what would you like to move?
Move as
principal, would you like to speak to the item?
No, but can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
sorry, apologies, through Deputy Mayor, if I'd like to ask. So there's a classification of the councils to be metropolitan or regional, but is there one for peri-urban?
Really, Deputy Mayor, no, it's not a formal classification. This project was establishing that terminology, that's my understanding, and exploring what that might mean for people to know that peri-urban characteristics. So is this, sorry, just as a follow-up question, so is this an opportunity for this report and for this research to eventually get that place? Because I believe that's the grey area we fall into, is that peri-urban classification. So looking forward, so I'm getting back to the slide.
I think the classification may be a possibility, but it's more around development policy. So not necessarily around us saying this is a council, as you know, as a metropolitan or regional council, but the peri-urban classification, it's around similar sized, councils who have similar development characteristics. So the project's looking at exploring trends and opportunities and how the code has been implemented, the planning design has been implemented, and what the implications are for cultural producers value-adding activities. So the peri-urban is sort of a development context.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any other questions or a second then? Councillor Grant, you have a second?
Yes, I don't need to speak to it.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to debate the item? No, no, and we'll go to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. So correspondence for noting, we'll do these separately. So the first one is the letter to the Governor, Her Excellency Frances Adamson, on the passing of her mother. Have we got someone who'd like to move something? Councillor Grant?
As printed.
As printed, would you like to speak to the item? And the seconder, Councillor Daniel, would you like to speak? No? Anyone like to debate the item? No right of reply, Councillor Grant? No? We'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. And 14.2, letter to Mr. Ted Huber. Congratulations on being named a member of the Order of Australia. We're going to move it, Councillor Boyd. I'd like to move. Would you like to speak?
No.
And seconder? Councillor Oscar Stock.
Thank you.
Would you like to speak? No. We'll just move straight to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Have any councillors got any questions without notice? Councillor Herman.
That'd be my normal. This one relates to Councillor's resolution about February 2. This one relates to Councillor's resolution back in February about pursuing land sales for non payment rights. Yeah, seven properties, something like that. Just asking CEO or a corporate service director for a progress report on that, and it's been 5 months since that resolution.
Mr. Lewis, would you like to respond back?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Worship. So there were 15 properties. Probably all the owners have been contacted. Today, we believe 3 people have settled in full, and discussions and communication is ongoing with the remaining 12. And we're not planning on the further definite steps at this point. It's just a case of working with them to establish how far we can progress without making any threats. Challenges.
A journey of 1,000 kilometers start with the first step, we've taken 3 steps.
Any other questions? Councillor Bagali.
Thank you, and through you, Deputy Mayor. That now that we've come to the end of the financial year, I'm wondering if we could just get an update on where we ended up with our legal fees.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, there will be a wrap-up document, and I think that's coming in August, where we will give the council the final position around all the budget items.
Any other questions about notice? No? Any motions without notice?
No, we'll move on to reports. So we have some council member reports. Does anyone wish to speak to anything related to those? Councillor Pascali.
I'd just like to say that I'd like to thank the Chamber for the opportunity of going to Canberra. And as you can see, we had some quite a few meetings, which I think Councillor Cheever and our CEO would verify that it did become a bit tiring at some point. But it was very constructive, and I look forward to giving a more formal report to the Chamber about it. But I'd like to thank the Council's support for that.
Thank you. Reports of members of the council that are represented on external organisations. Anyone got anything to add? No. CEO report.
Sure. And thank you to you, Deputy Mayor. Just picking up on Councillor Pascali's commentary around Canberra. Just for your information, I will be sending to all elected members just some of the takeaway documents we presented and cobbled them together. Very late in the piece, and apologies that I couldn't get to elected members these documents to elected members beforehand, but they were predicated apart from the prevention of domestic and family violence. They were predicated on country cabinet document, so you'll be very familiar to those elected members around what our key asks were in Canberra. So we're really having a go at the federal ministers around the key initiatives for the Adelaide Hills region. And I'll get Rebecca from our office to forward that to you just at this point for your reference. The other thing I'd like to talk to you about is we are embarking over the next few weeks on going out to recruit key roles, key senior roles across the organisation. So just let you know that those roles are like our human resource manager, our director's position, and also finance manager as well. So I thought I'd let you know that that's coming in watch this space. The other thing that I'd like to bring your attention to is that finally Amy Gillett contract has been signed. So well done to those all involved. And what we'll be doing, what we'll be looking at doing is getting a bit of a program of what works will be done on site, and also the formalities around getting a joint media release if we can with state government, and whether that be a solid earning ceremony. But watch this space, and we'll keep the local members informed as information comes to hand. That's all for today. Thank you.
Thank you, CEO. I felt like the Chamber was going to burst into the All right, we'll move on to reports of committees. 18.1, we have one report of committee that's from the Council Assessment Panel from the 19th of June. Would someone like to move something in relation to that? Councillor Daniel?
So it's printed.
As printed, would you like to speak? No. Councillor Grant, would you like to second? Excellent. Would you like to speak? No. Any debate? All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. So we have no reports from the Audit Committee, the CEO, Performance Review Panel, or the Boundary Change Committee, and we have no confidential items tonight.
No question. Earlier in the evening, we adopted the minutes from the 1st of July. I couldn't remember reading them at the time. I didn't see them listed on the agenda or in the attachments.
The special meeting minutes were circulated in a separate email from the skill. I remember seeing it.
Yeah, but they're not on the agenda for adoption.
Okay.
Like I said.
No, they're not on the agenda.
That was off.
Yes. But I think it's a requirement under our procedures that we need to adopt them in the next ordinary meeting. So that's probably where it came from.
It's all right. I can't remember really.
That's a good point. We can take that conversation. Okay, so just to remind everyone, there is a workshop meeting, so you might take a quick break after the meeting to be able to do that. But the next meeting is on Tuesday, the 23rd of July at 6:30 p.m. At Stirling, and I close the meeting at 7:14 p.m.
Yeah.
No credit. No.